Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1355. We're learning today Lilinishmas Moshe Dov Bemer Baron Zizel. Lilinishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lufush Lemer Fol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to Amalacha, a Ma'abed tanning. Okay, so we are going through, we're talking about vegetables in conjunction with salting them, salads, and so on. So we spoke about one piece at a time, as long as one is eating it right away in their hand and so on, even if it's not, if you're dipping it in or you're holding it like a tomato or so on, then we said that would be fine. Why? Because it doesn't look like tanning. It doesn't look like, not tanning, it doesn't look like the pickling process. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah told us. Basically, if the salting is done in a way whereby it doesn't represent, it's not similar to pickling, it's not the way pickling is done, it doesn't look like pickling, then it would be fine in those instances. Okay, in conjunction with that, let's say somebody salts vegetables. There's a case brought down in the Sefer Lamates Malach. It's a very interesting case. B'shem, he brings it actually, B'shem, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Let's say somebody could salt vegetables in a way by, it's not the, in other words, it's the amount that they do. It might be a few vegetables or, you know, it looks similar to salting, but to pickling, but it's not done in the same way that it's done. For example, let's say in general, it's a full vegetable. You have a lot of vegetables. Fine. So that looks similar to pickling. But let's say you cut the vegetables in half. I have slices of tomato. Is that a problem? You know, when a store or the pickling process is done, explains the again the Sefer Lamates Malachas in conjunction with the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. When the pickling process is done, it's done on whole vegetables. Now, let's say I have pieces. In other words, I have slices of tomatoes. Just to give you an example, I have cut up vegetables, for example. Right. So then again, we're saying the same thing, that it's sort of like moving away. It's sort of like moving away from the way pickling is done, because pickling is not done with sliced vegetables. They're done with whole vegetables. So would that be would that be easier? And would one be allowed to do it because of the fact that it does not, in other words, to salt those vegetables when they're sliced, slices of tomatoes or sliced up vegetables, because of the fact that it does not look like pickling? Okay, so he brings down the Sefer Lamates Malachas to read it inside. How we said from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchah said that the taka would be okay. Not with its snoy, not with radish, by the way. That the problem is, he brings down from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchah, that one should be careful when it comes to a radish. It's even worse. Hoyel v'nizka b'gemara da'asa, because of the fact that the Gemara says straight out that snoy, radish is taka asr. So that wouldn't help. But let's say other vegetables like sliced tomatoes. So that's what he brings down. He says, if the vegetable is not usually pickled in its present form, vegetables that are not ordinarily pickled, he says, in a particular form may be salted when they are in that not pickling form. When they're in that form. Again, on page 909, Sefer Lamates Malachas. The rabbinic ordinance, he says, what's asur midrabbanan is against salting, whereby you're not allowed to salt, applies only to instances where the salting bears some resemblance to the process of pickling and preserving. Vegetables that are never preserved while in a specific form may therefore be salted once in that non-pickling form, because it's obvious that they're not it's nothing similar to pickling. It's salted once and a person eats it, right? Even possibly according to this, even if you're not eating it right away, because of the fact that it's in its state whereby it doesn't look similar to what's supposed to be done. So he brings out some examples. It's permitted, again, with snowing the radish, that we don't do, because the Gemara said that straight out also. But he says, with tomatoes and so on, other things, yeah, it's permitted to salt a sliced tomato, because slices of tomato are not suitable for pickling. Okay, a tomato when it's cut up is not suitable for pickling. He says similarly, he brings down, so that was from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Then he brings down from Shas Shuvah Shvus Yaakov, actually interesting, though he says similar, that one may sprinkle salt on peeled cucumbers. One may sprinkle salt on peeled cucumbers or gherkins, when they're peeled, because these vegetables are usually pickled only in their peels. So again, it's in a form whereby it has nothing to do with pickling. It's not how they pickle it. it. So again, you're moving away from the process whereby it looks like pickling. However, whole tomatoes, like cherry tomatoes or the like, he brings down, you know, regular these little cherry tomatoes, which many people eat, very healthy thing, may not be salted because they are often pickled. So those, that can't be salted. So, for example, let's say you have a plate, right? You have a plate of sliced, to salt a sliced tomatoes, you have a plate of sliced tomatoes. So we said if it's one, even if it's in the state, let's say a full tomato, a cherry tomato, and I'm eating a cherry tomato in my hand and I put a little salt while I'm eating it, so that we said is okay. Well, even if I dip it in, I'm eating it right away. But over here, we're saying even, but if it's a bunch of vegetables, that you can't do, even if you can't salt, even if you're eating it right away. So even a plate of sliced tomatoes, that's the point over here. It's permitted to salt sliced tomatoes because slices of tomatoes are not suitable for pickling. And even though it might be a plate of them and it's not just one, that's what he says also. One may also pickle, peeled cucumbers or gherkins, again, even if it's more than one, right? Because these vegetables are usually pickled only with their peel. So again, he brings that down from the Sefer Shvus Yaakov. Okay, so I just want to end off one interesting thing. He brings down just the four conditions that he says in conjunction with how the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah brings it down, whereby the salting process is okay. We've been talking about some of them. I just want to talk possibly next time a little bit about the cooked vegetables. But he says like this: not all vegetables are subject to the prohibition of salting on Shabbos. Only vegetables that are suitable for pickling are restricted in this way. Vegetables, and he brings this out again on page 909, vegetables that are not suitable for preserving or those that are usually not pickled may be salted on Shabbos. There are four. So the bottom line is, he brings down, just to review what we've had from the last few shiurim, it's a little bit, there's a lot of details over here, a little complicated, but we want to try and, you know, slice it and dice it, cut it up and make it into the categories like he does. There are four separate conditions under which salting vegetables on Shabbos is permitted. Just to review them, what we've been talking about, if it's not in the ordinary if it is not ordinarily pickled in its present form, like we said, that's one way that one would be allowed, besides it's not in the radish and so on. But we said slices of vegetables or peeled vegetables, these type of things, as long as it's not in the regular form whereby it's usually pickled. So that's what he said. If it's not, that's category number one. It's not ordinarily pickled in its present form. Another way is the salting is done one at a time, like we said, but again, you have to eat it right away. In this case, you have to be careful to eat it right away. These cases in general should be eaten right away. That's the bottom line also, even if it's not in the present form, because I want to explain one thing. When a person eats it right away, that's what the Mishnah Berurah talks about. He explains in Sefer Lamed Tes Melach, is explaining all this, that when a person eats all these things right away, it brings it again. It's going away, like we constantly were talking about, it's going away from the pickling process. Because what is pickling? Pickling is for long term, right? We don't mean, you know, days, weeks and months. We're talking about whatever the case is, but a longer term. It's not when you eat something right away. That's not how the regular pickling process is done. Therefore, it's not similar to that which was done in the Mishkan with the, salting and the tanning, the whole story with the skins and so on. Because if a person eats it right away, little salt right away, or anything they're eating right away, these type of things, that's not how pickling is done. So therefore, just to keep in mind a general concept, just to make things much easier, all these cases, one should be careful to eat them right away. In other words, if they have to put salt in these cases where it is allowed, right, not in the case of the salad, but we said like if it's peeled, if it's peeled or if it's sliced or something like that, one at a time for sure. Right, and you have to make sure that you're salting it right and in conjunction with eating it right away. So that's number one. The pickle is not in the present form. Also, salting is done one at a time. Like if you're dipping it in, we said, or your person's holding it in the hand, they're eating it. Also, another case he brings down, which we spoke about, probably want to get into, like I said, with the vegetables that are cooked, foods or vegetables that are cooked also, but again, being careful to eat it right away, not to let it hang around. Because again, you're eating it right away. That's not the way pickling process is done. With other, and the last case was, which we spoke about, where other added ingredients dilute the salt's effect, right? We said, like in the soup or you're pouring in salad dressing or oils or whatever the case is. So you're diluting the effect of the whole thing. So again, you're going away from the whole salting process. Thank you for listening. Aslacham Baruch, Kol Tov.